This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. Hope your day is going well. If you want it to go even better, head over to 544 Front Street in Louisville, E-Bike of Colorado, and go take a test ride. Hey, it's a beautiful day, and they'll be open till 7 o'clock tonight. Randy Carancy, the owner, joins us once again. Randy, it's a beautiful day to buy an e-bike.
It's always a beautiful day to buy an e-bike.
Oh, man. You know, I was just thinking, looking at the weather, and boy, thinking, here we are, going to be closing out the year before we know it, and winter coming. But Colorado is such a great state because, I mean, literally, when you say you can ride a bike year-round, I'm telling you that there is plenty of days every month, no matter what month we're in, to get out and enjoy a good bike ride.
Oh, absolutely. Scott, this is one of the beauties, you know, the beautiful things living in Colorado. It's fantastic. The weather is very, very good that way. We're truly blessed to have that.
Yeah, for sure. If this is your first time to join us, we're here every week at this time with Randy. And as I mentioned, the story is E-Bike of Colorado and the largest independently owned e-bike store in the state. And a premium e-bike store is what I would call. Now, that does not mean that everything is tens of thousands of dollars. It just means this. They do not sell the cheapest e-bikes in the world. All right. They sell quality bikes at a fair price with great manufacturers. And, Randy, I guess the big thing from that is, hey, you don't want customers to have problems. You don't want to be working on bikes when you're selling, you know, garbage e-bikes. So just buy a good quality one from your folks that you work with, and, hey, just enjoy the bike, right?
Exactly. You know, Scott, you know, I've looked and have owned and operated several businesses, some of them still going strong as can be. But here's how I look any time I am involved with the business. What is it that I want? What is it that Randy wants? I want to be able to go into a place and have people that are knowledgeable, have a good selection, have some choices. I hate it when people, you hear this in sales presentations all the time, only give them two, maybe three choices. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you lose all this time because they're undecided. You know what? I want to see as many choices as I possibly can have. And that's how I formed this company, and it's what I want in this company. And I want people, so I get it. Sometimes we hear people even say, boy, it's overwhelming. You have so much selection. What a good thing to have. Instead of me going, well, I got four brands, and look at all these colors. I'm not selling colors, Scott.
Exactly.
I mean, colors are a big thing to certain people. I understand that, too. But it's componentry, it's serviceability, it's service after the fact. You hit the nail on the head. The customer doesn't want to be dealing with problematic product, whatever it is.
Right.
And we as our service department, we don't want it either because, to be honest with you, nine times out of ten, we end up eating any warranty stuff or anything like that, you know, if we should have that come about. Because the manufacturers just don't pay you anything to you know, do a warranty job.
Right.
But that's why we want a premium. That's why we want a premium bike, so that we don't have to have those issues. And we want to keep the customer. Can you imagine? I've had customers now, you know, 7, 8 years. They come in and they go, you know what's so amazing, Randy? I go, what's that? You know, they go, I only bring my bike in for tune-ups. And there's a very interesting key to that. They bring them in for regular maintenance every 600-700 miles. You know, you get a free tune-up at 250 miles. right out of the chute with us. And we do that because we know, like, chains are going to stretch and, you know, maybe a cable comes a little bit loose or something, just little things. But we go through the bike, we make sure that all of that's right. And then probably the average rider, 700-800 miles, some of them as early as 400 because they really ride the bike hard.
Right.
And they put a lot of miles on them. But the average person, you know, they're riding a bike for pleasure. They're not pushing that bike hard. And if you keep that preventative maintenance, that bike's going to last you a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's another really, really important aspect of our business.
Right.
We don't, you know, they're like, I hear some people say, yeah, well, you sell them this bike and in another 2 years, you'll get another sale out of it. I'm going, what? I'm not even interested in making this conversation go any further if I'm talking to a manufacturer or manufacturer's rep or something. So,
You know,
that's what you mean by premium.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've just kind of hit the basics of, you know, your business model and what it means to customers when they buy a bike from you. And, you know, even from the initial process of them coming in the store and, you know, your great staff helping them. And, of course, we certainly push the test rides because you've got the great trail system there and really focus on getting that person the right bike. But then after that is where the service really starts because, I mean, everything comes in a box and you guys put it all together. I'll kind of go through a little bit of really why that's so beneficial for a customer.
Yeah. So there's a lot of aspects to that question or, you know, to what you just presented, because let's just say, you know, ordering the bike. Okay. So we order the bike, it goes into our system. It's received at our warehouse. Our warehouse takes the bikes in. Our warehouse guys, you know, assemble the bike. They don't do the final assembly. They put the handlebars on, they put pedals on, they put the front tire on, they uncrate it. That's where they start with, they uncrate it. And there's so much packing stuff that you can't recycle. It's kind of a shame in a way because it gets lost in the landfills and whatnot. But just if somebody were to buy that and take that box home with them, and assemble that bike themselves. There's a lot to that. You got to get rid of all the cardboard. You got to get rid of all of the packaging. And then you've got to make sure that, you know, the crank arm isn't cross-threaded. When we put our pedals on, you know, our guys are qualified. They know exactly what to do. We've actually had people take bikes from the store because we do sell certain models, certain brands, that they can put them together themselves. And I'm going, I can't get this pedal. I can get one of the pedals on, but I can't get the other pedal on. We're going, well, turn that one. That one's the reverse thread. What does that mean? It means you instead of tightening it, you're actually loosening it, and that will tighten it. And you go, that makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Try that. And they go, yeah, oh, yeah. So there's that, okay? And then the warehouse people, they take care of all of that. Then the mechanic comes over, they take the bike, and then they torque everything to the manufacturer's, you know, required specifications. They also make sure that everything, I'm not going to say that's the final set of eyes on it, but that's getting close to being a completed bike, right? And then they take it and they ride it. The mechanic test rides every bike that goes out of our door before the customer rides it.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that it's shifting correctly, because everybody thinks that a lot of people that don't really understand e-bikes, they think it's only a power assist. But there's actually gears, and you shift gears, and it operates just like a regular bike. So it's a bike always first and foremost. So they ride that, they shift the gears, they make sure the brakes are seated in properly. They make those final adjustments to make sure that the seat post is tight, that all of those things, handlebars are tight, all of that. And every now and then you'll see one of the managers, including myself, will walk by and we'll glance at a bike and we'll reach over. I'll reach over and I'll grab a brake or something. And the mechanic goes, what'd you see? I said, not a thing. I just wanted to just check. I just want you to be on your toes. And they're going, man, you had me nervous. You walk by, you were like looking at it. But that's great, right? That those guys are that in tune to it, and they're concerned that maybe one of the, like I say, our managers, we're a very loose, easygoing group of people, right?
Sure.
Our managers included. But it's just nice when those guys think that somebody is watching over their shoulder, because we're humans. Mm-hmm. We all can overlook something. But there's a, you know, Scott, we've never really talked about this, but their evil has put together this checklist. And I had a checklist when I started the company, you know, because I did it. I did all of it, you know, in the very, very beginning. Now, Evo has enhanced that checklist, and you don't move on that checklist until that task before it is completed. And then there's a little check mark. And everybody goes through that. And our system is very, very, it's a good system.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, absolutely. E-Bike Colorado is open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. for your convenience. Still a lot of good daylight hours in the evening. Great time to go up and take a test ride. And I know we mention this a lot, but I always want to make sure for people that are just catching us the first time. There's a trail system just a few blocks up from Randy's, so your initial ride, kind of used to the bike right there in the parking lot, like usually all stores have to offer is a parking lot, do a few turns. But Randy, the trail system, man, is so valuable there to because, again, your mission, man, is to get that person the right bike. It's not just to sell a bike. It's to get them the right bike. And that trail system is awesome for that.
Yeah. It's a great test. It's a great test for them. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we do. We have everybody ride it in the parking lot to get familiar with it, especially if they've never ridden any bike. But they need to become familiarized with the bike itself. And if they have any questions, shifting or the pedal assist or anything like that, even the throttle system, and then we send them out on the test ride that you're talking about. And it's about three blocks up the road on a hard surface pavement, right? Street riding. And then you get onto the trail system. And you ride the trail system for the majority of the time. You ride along the creek. You're riding on the Crusher Finds trails. It's the kind of trail riding that the whole Front Range offers us, you know. And then it kind of transitions over to a concrete pad every now and then or whatever. However, that trail system is laid out. Then you go under the highway, this, like, tunnel, mm-hmm. right under the highway, which is kind of fun. And then you start the hill climb. That's the thing, I think, Scott, that really cements people's mind that this e-bike thing is real. They can climb that hill, up that our test ride hill, and it's a distance. It's a little ways, you know. And people go, they get to the top of it, and they go, wow, it feels like it flattened the hills. We've talked about this all the time. Riding an e-bike is like flattening the hills. And then they get, you know, then they come down and they might do that hill two or three times just because they want to try the different pedal assist levels. And we encourage that.
Right.
And then Scott, you know, they come back and they go, yeah, this is a really nice bike. And even if they don't say, but, you know, I wish it would do this or this, we always will say, why don't you try this style bike? Why don't you try this mid drive? Or if they rode a mid drive, why don't you try one with a throttle? Whatever, you know, we just want to make sure that they, and that they know that they can have that whole range of bikes that are on that showroom floor. There's probably close to 100 that are there for test rides.
Mm-hmm.
And people are blown away with that because they might see a store with a whole bunch of bikes in it, but there's four models and they've got 20 of each model, you know, lined up on their showroom floor. We don't do that. Almost every bike, we rarely have duplicate bikes on our showroom floor. Maybe sizes. We might have a small and a large, or a small, medium, and large. Or sometimes we do display other colors, because colors is a big thing. I was joking about it, but colors are a big thing to people.
Sure.
You know? So we want to make sure that they can see instead of looking at a picture, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So...
And, you know, another thing, I think.
But for the most part, those 100 bikes, those are all different bikes to try.
Right.
Right.
Another thing I think about the trail system helps, because I would be willing to bet this has happened a number of times. I've never asked this, but, you know, people have done some research, they think, on the internet. They figure out, they think they know what they want when they come in, or they've ridden a similar type of bike, maybe on a vacation somewhere, and they go, oh, this is what I want. Well, why don't you test ride it first? And then they end up riding it out there on the trail system, then riding maybe a different type bike, a different class, whatever. And then they go, man, I'm so glad I didn't just do what I wanted and you guys helped me and let me ride that trail system, because it really showed me that what I thought I wanted, I didn't want. I would assume that's happened numerous times.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, when you think about that, and that's where a lot of this comes from. You know, people go on a vacation, they ride a bike, and some of those bikes are just, you know, they're just production type bikes, because they build them very industrial type a lot of times. They're not really a bike that you can go out and buy, you know. Some are, don't get me wrong, but they're usually, you know, more of a bike that's kind of, if people drop them and they wreck them or something like that, they're not going to ruin the bike. Whereas, you know, you ride some of these bikes. We have carbon fiber e-bikes, you know. Orbea has a carbon fiber e-bike out there that's phenomenal. And, you know, we talk a lot about the Aventon, the Segways. We do talk a lot about Orbea and Gazelles, and, you know, we have Bulls, and there's a bike that's called the Muga, the Orbea Muga. It is an absolute phenomenal bike. It's got electronic shifting on it. It gets starting to get pricey, but boy, I'll tell you what, if somebody's got the ability to spend that kind of money, and it's you know, it's around that $5,000 mark, where true cyclists, that they're buying a carbon fiber bike, that's cheap for a carbon bike. You know, there's a lot of bikes that we call acoustic bikes, and they are, you know, $14,000-$15,000, and they don't even have a motor. So there's just different, there's so many different aspects that they, people should try. And we're not trying to sell them or upsell them to a higher price bike. We just want them to see what's available out there. And, you know, sometimes this is another really cool thing that we offer. You ride the bike and you go, well, $5,000 is well over my budget. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll give you interest-free financing for a year. So now maybe it still is outside of their budget, but it's not such a big outlay of cash.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they take a $5,000 bike and they divide that over the 11 or 12 months, it's, you know, under $500.
Right.
And a month. Now, it's still the same price. The bike still costs the $5,000.
Sure.
But they're not outlaying the cash, and they go, I've had people say to me, I hate you so much, but I love you. Because I'm so glad you suggested that, to try that, because now I can't ride my wife's bike. I try, and, you know, her bike we bought outright, mine we financed, we carried it for that 12 months, but no interest. It's just such a different riding bike. And they get that because they've ridden that bike now for a year, or, you know, six or 8 months or something. And so we just want to make sure people have options, and that's how we started this whole segment, was wanting to have options.
Mm-hmm.
We offer that. We offer some really, really fine options in all aspects. And if you're not hearing it from the sales staff or you're not seeing it, ask them, hey, do you guys have financing? You know, every now and then they overlook some of that stuff.
Sure,
they're busy.
Sure.
I mean, that store, I called the store the other day and they said, Randy, I saw it was you calling in. We are slammed. And I said, okay, I'll talk to you. Call me when you're free. And they call me at 8:00.
Wow.
But that's a very dedicated staff, you know, and knowledgeable staff as well.
Yep. Absolutely. Randy Kranzi is with us. E-Bike of Colorado, 544 Front Street, downtown Louisville. When you go in, let them know you heard Randy here on Just Try It, and we appreciate that as well. Hey, saw a post. You got your Welcome to E-Bike of Colorado back to school sale, and a few good things there. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, Segway is actually promoting it that way as a back-to-school program. It's, you know, everybody's always, their marketing teams are always out there looking to do something to try to generate interest and whatnot. And, you know, the truth of the matter is the weather has been so hot that people have not been wanting to go out and you know, actually ride in this weather because it is so hot. So, you know, now it's getting a little bit cooler. The afternoons, the staff has said, you know, the afternoons are really picking up right now, even more so than normal. So, you know, it's all about getting in there, trying to buy, finding something that makes sense to you. And if it makes sense to you, we're happy to put it together for you and complete the sale. And then that's not the completion. That's the start. Right. You said it, Scott.
Yep.
We will continue to service that bike, you know, for the life of the bike. So
now we still have our 225, the state rebate, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then on some, how's the best way to say it? On select models, you guys are still matching that.
We're matching that, yeah. So then they'll get a full 450, just like the state did last year. That's on selected models. That's only our store that's doing that.
Yes.
Absolutely. And then the state, now this is going to get really confusing, so I don't want to confuse the issues, but we should talk about it just briefly. The state is coming out, I think it's tomorrow, that they hit the ground running with a $1,000 rebate. We're not sure. The last time they did it, it was a once in your lifetime rebate for $1,000. It's income qualified. There's so many caveats to this thing. It's income qualified. It's a lottery. So you have to put your name in the lottery first. So you win the lottery. Then they review if you do win the lottery,
right,
for that. Then what they do is they then ask you to verify your income. So it's for a lesser income person. Okay. So then you have to provide them the documents that proves what your income was for that year. It's a process. And then from there, they go, if you may qualify for it or you may not. And then there's certain style bikes that qualify for it. And right now we're getting mixed information off of their website, off of the Energy Transportation website. They're conflicting deals. Of course, because the state of Colorado is not just
they're involved,
the
yes.
state is involved. And what you know what it does? They think it's going to help the dealer and generate sales. And once again, you know, that's right at the point of sale. So then it takes them months, if not some cases years, to pay us that rebate. But here's the point: they get it. They've confused it so much that what's going to happen is that it just delays people from actually buying a bike and enjoying a bike, and because they're stuck in this limbo of, did I qualify? Well, you won the lottery, but you make, you know, $15 a year too much, so therefore you don't qualify, or something crazy.
Yep.
So then they've lost maybe weeks worth of time, and they come in and they're so excited about it, you know, that they won the lottery, and now they're going to get a bike for $1,000 off. And, you know, and people will come in and now say, I only want to spend that $1,000 that the state's given me. I don't even want to pay the sales tax. And that's the other thing. Regardless of what the bike sells for, the consumer's still going to pay the sales tax on it because the state wants their sales tax. But what it's going to do, so here's the thing I would do. If that's what you want to do and you think you might qualify, that's a lower income. And every county, here's the other thing, every county is different. So Boulder County over Weld County over Jefferson County over Douglas County, those are all different types of qualifications.
Oh my.
It's median income. It's going to be crazy. It's crazy. I want to say stupid, but I can't.
I can. It's so stupid.
So what I do, come in, see what bikes we offer at the 225 from the state level and 225 from eBike of Colorado. That's $450. That's a pretty good deal. Yeah, it's not $1,000, but it's close.
Yep.
$550 short of that. Yep. And you get the bike today or tomorrow, whatever, you know, however long it takes us to put the bike together and whatever our that is. But this whole other thing is going to be a mess.
Yep, sure. Well, I tell you, the service you will get and the expertise advice you can get there at eBike of Colorado will not be a mess. They will help you out. Get by and see them today, 544 Front Street. Again, downtown Louisville. When you go in, let them know. Just tell them Scott sent you. They'll take great care of you. Randy, I appreciate it, bud. I'm ready to get out and ride this evening and feel like a kid again. So I know you guys are busy, so I'll catch up with you, my friend. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
That's Randy Crancy, eBike of Colorado. This is Haystack Help Radio.
How much do you need to lower your monthly mortgage payment? $200, $300, $400 or more? As rates decline, take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Over 24 years of saving Coloradans money. Low rates, lower payments, less costs. What makes us different is we listen. As an independent mortgage broker, we shop the top lenders to save you the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Want to purchase your next home? You can't qualify unless you sell your current home? Let us show you how to get the down payment out of your current home, qualify for the new one, and then sell yours for the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. So you want to buy a home. Let us show you loans that can save you money, low down payment, first-time home buyer specials, fixed rates in the fours with buy-downs. Call for details, 720-895-0500, or apply now at AIMortgage.net. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you.
Regulated by DORA and MLS 217-147, Equal Credit Lender.
Looking for great deals on hunting, fishing, camping, or shooting gear? Then make your next stop the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and listen, whether you're buying or selling, you'll find quality new and pre-owned outdoor gear for hunting, fishing, and camping at prices that you won't believe. From firearms and optics to fishing tackle, camping gear, and more, there's always something new to discover. Stop by the Outdoorsman's Attic and see why Colorado sportsmen keep coming back. Tell Billy Scott sent you, and you'll get the Sportsman of Colorado Radio discount on all hunting and fishing gear, excluding firearms. Colorado's largest consignment store for the outdoors. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, where the outdoors begins and the adventure continues.
Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law has a unique background that makes him a more effective advocate for you. He handles both criminal and civil cases. Most attorneys only do one or the other, but Kevin has almost 25 years of experience on both sides, which means he has more practice in the courtroom. Most personal injury attorneys will say they have experience in court, but since only about 10% of personal injury cases actually go to trial, those attorneys only appear in court once or twice a year. Because Kevin also takes criminal cases, he appears in court constantly. Kevin has a rare ability to present an argument that only comes from years of experience learning how to read a courtroom. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh continues to practice both civil and criminal defense because he believes the courtroom keeps him nimble. Trial tested, trial ready. Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886.
Hi, this is Scott Watley, and I want to take a moment to share something personal with you. I recently had cataract surgery performed by Dr. Robert Fish, and I couldn't be more pleased with the results. From the very first appointment, Dr. Fish made me feel completely at ease. He took the time to explain everything, answered all my questions, and guided me through the entire process. On surgery day, his professionalism and care were second to none. And let me tell you, the difference is incredible. Colors are brighter, my vision is sharper, and it's like looking at the world with brand new eyes. If you've been putting off cataract surgery, don't wait any longer. I can personally recommend Dr. Robert Fish. He truly gave me back my vision and my confidence. So take it from me, Scott Whatley. Call Dr. Robert Fish today and see life more clearly. Call 303-730-0404. Colorado Eye Consultants, where clear vision begins.
You're listening to AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome to Listen Up. My name is Scott Whatley. We are glad you're with us. Star of our show, Dr. Melissa Fling, Custom Ear Solutions, joins us once again today. Nice to see you, ma'am.
Nice to see you, too.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. You staying busy?
Yeah, I am.
Is it hard for you to concentrate during the summer, like when it's pretty weather and stuff, to want to be inside and doing hearing tests?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I want to go out. I want to be outside, right?
Right, yeah.
So maybe I could start doing my hearing exams outside under a tent. That'd be lovely. I would love that. Yeah.
Oh, well. You know, I was thinking about just as people age, and I wanted to ask you about this, is there's a normal progression of hearing loss just as we age.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think many of us have sped up that process from not protecting our hearing,
yeah,
you know, growing up.
Yeah.
And so what would be some normal things that we could help people with? And that really, and I'm just going to be very transparent with this. Folks, you got to get in for a hearing test. And we'll get into that, what all that is and includes here in a minute. But you've got to have a baseline. You can't measure anything if you don't know where you were.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So none of this is going to help you if you don't come in for a hearing test.
Right.
So you got to get that. We got to get that baseline to see where you're at. But help us out a little bit just as we age. And we'll start at 50. We did a previous show, and you said that's – I said, what age sounds old to you? You said 50.
Ooh.
No, I'm kidding.
I did not say that.
So help us out a little bit. And what is kind of normal? And then we'll get into some things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, statistically, it's pretty common for most people in their 50s to start having a really slow decline in their hearing. It's usually in the high-frequency range. Right, because we hear a range of frequencies or pitches from very low to very high.
Mm-hmm.
So age-related hearing loss is typically going to be seen, or the decline will be seen in the high-frequency range. So, yeah, most people in their 50s will start to have, you know, if I were looking at an audiogram, the chart that we use to plot people's hearing,
right,
if I'm looking at that, their hearing responses start to trail off in the high-pitch range. That's very typical.
Right.
Yeah.
60, what happens?
Same.
We're going to go ancient for
yep,
you now.
Yep. Right. So, yeah. No, same thing. There might be a little bit of a steeper trail off in the high frequency range. It also starts spreading into the mid frequency range. And when we look at where speech sounds are, you know, they range from 125 to above 8,000 hertz. But let's say 125 to 8,000 is kind of the typical range where we find most speech sounds. You're going to start having a harder time hearing more speech sounds at you know, the more your hearing loss progresses. So like in your 50s, let's say you have really subtle, mild symptoms, you might not even notice them. Actually, most people don't.
Right.
Other people tend to notice, like, I'm having to repeat myself to you more. You're turning the TV up really loud. You don't understand the waitress or the waiter at restaurants, busy restaurants. So those are things that'll just slowly start to come on, and they're very, very mild. In your 60s, if your hearing loss has progressed a little more in the high frequencies, it's those same symptoms. They're just happening more often. someone is always, you're always having to ask for repetition. Mm-hmm. You almost can never understand if someone's talking to you from another room or if they have their back turned to you.
I sort of say, if that's where I have so many friends, if they're not facing you,
yeah,
they're not hearing me.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, so all of that stuff just starts to get a little bit more and more pronounced. And as it continues to spread from the high frequency range into the mid and low frequency range, now you're having trouble not just understanding, you're having trouble hearing. You might not actually be hearing certain sounds. Whereas when you just have high frequency hearing loss, people don't perceive it as a hearing problem.
Right.
They perceive it as, it's not clear. I can hear that person, but they sound like they're mumbling. They think everybody's mumbling. So it kind of transitions from an understanding issue with high frequency hearing loss to a hearing and understanding issue when it's across the whole range of frequencies.
Right.
So that'll just keep spreading the older you get.
70.
70. And you know, I have seen some 70-year-olds with really great hearing.
Really?
So I know that there is, it just like everything else in the body, there is a genetic component, but and lifestyle components, obviously. But yeah, now when you start getting into your 70s, probably all your friends, if they're all 70, you guys all have hearing loss.
Right. So everybody's screaming at each other.
Right. Yeah. So you can all relate to each other now. You know, and if you have like a social group that you go to weekly, everybody's having an issue in group conversation, you know, and more people are starting to wear hearing aids. And now you're all relating to each other about your, you know, you're all griping about your hearing aids with each other. So that's what I start to see. But yeah, it starts off mild, high frequency, real subtle symptoms, and those just start to become more often and more severe the older you get.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's a medical term here in our notes, presbycusis.
Oh, presbycusis.
So what is that?
That is the medical term for age-related hearing loss.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Yeah, because obviously that's just one cause. There are many causes of hearing loss. But presbycusis is when you have hearing loss because you're really old. No.
Right.
Like 50. No, I'm just kidding.
So it says here, 10 to 20 dB or more hearing loss in ages by age 70.
Yeah.
What is that equivalent? Is that not being able to hear kind of just a normal tone like this? Or is that, what's 10 to 20?
Yeah. So let's say when you have completely normal hearing, you're hearing the softest tones that you can hear in a hearing test are like at 20 dB.
Okay.
So then if you lose 10 to 20 dB more, let's put it on the higher end, now you can't hear a tone until I play it at 30 dB or 40 dB.
Okay.
So you used to hear it at 20 dB. Now it takes 40 dB of volume for you to be able to hear it. And again, typically with age-related hearing loss, it's in the high-frequency range. So in real life, daily interactions, that's going to translate again into you feel like people are mumbling, which so not in one-on-one conversation in quiet, that's fine. People with mild high frequency hearing loss have no issue with one-on-one conversation in quiet. Where the issues come in are in background noise, so busy restaurant, group conversation, so family all around the table at Thanksgiving, everybody's talking at once. Difficult to filter that out and focus in on one person. And people who talk quickly or with an accent, those types of things start to become a little more challenging with a mild high frequency hearing loss.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So a couple of things, if they need a test, would be what? Signs that you need.
Signs that you needed to get a hearing test.
Right.
Yeah. So I would say, are you, yes. Okay. So you frequently need people to repeat themselves, okay? And we just went over these. Other people complain the TV is too loud. I hear that all the time. If it's the, so let's say the couple is a husband and a wife, and let's say the husband has hearing loss, but it can go either way. Let's say the husband has the hearing loss, they have the TV cranked up, now their wife is nagging or complaining or getting upset with them all the time because the TV is too loud. Conversation in restaurants and group settings, not understanding the server, not understanding people across the table from you, that gets harder. You might start to have ringing in your ears, tinnitus. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the most common cause of tinnitus is loud sound exposure, but some people just get it. One day it just starts, and it may just be from age-related hearing loss. Right. You know, it's not anything like really worrisome or you have to go to the doctor immediately. It just happens from hearing loss. And like I have said so many times on this show and what I see every day, and it just keeps reinforcing it, other people notice it before mm-hmm. you do because it's gradual. It's so slow. It happens over a period of years, sometimes decades. And because it's slow, your brain adjusts to it slowly. So everything in your world is the same as it always has been. You're hearing fine. You don't have a problem. Other people start to notice your behaviors and your needs have changed, though,
right.
in terms of conversation. So they'll always notice it first and comment on it first.
Right.
Yeah. So those are some things to watch out for.
All right. Let's $200.
Yeah. Hearing exam is $200. It's an hour-long comprehensive exam. Something that is very unique about my hearing exams is that I offer extended high frequency testing. Most people do not do that. It is not the standard of practice yet, although in my strong opinion, it should be. But what that entails is just testing your hearing almost to the end range of what we can hear as humans. We can hear from 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz. It is standard to test from 250 to 8,000. So if we stop at 8,000, we're missing all this information in your hearing up to 20,000 hertz. Well, I add that in because for a lot of people that have normal hearing, but they're complaining of the same symptoms of hearing loss as those mm-hmm. with hearing loss, they tend to have extended high frequency hearing loss. And I want to know that. I want to find that so I know why they're having symptoms. So that's a unique thing that I offer. Yeah, so 1 hour, $200, extended high frequency test. You know, we'll talk, of course, go over your history. I'll write a full report, send that to you so you have it for your records, and you can give that to your primary care physician or whoever you want to have a copy of it.
All right. It is Custom Ear Solutions, 720-839-7705. Give Dr. Fling a call. Make sure you mention you heard her here on Haystack Help Radio. Her keywords, listen up. All right, and listen up. You need to get your ears tested and your hearing tested. And how long's it been? Think about it right now. How long has it been? Can you even think of the date that or year or decade that you had it done? Now's the time. Once again, the number is 720-839-7705. Dr. Fling, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to our show next week. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Riding an e-bike will make you feel like a kid again. Just try it. Hi, I'm Randy Kranzi, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride the trails. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
With the weather heating up and summer plans in place, make sure your pets are ready for the season too with the caring team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and whether it's for a checkup, vaccinations, parasite prevention, allergy care, dental services, or surgical needs, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is ready to help your pet stay healthy and active all summer long. Planning a vacation? Their professional boarding services make it easy, and you'll know your pets are being cared for by people you can trust. And if your dog or cat needs a little freshening up, their professional groomers will help your pet look and feel its very best. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, no matter what your pet needs, they've got you covered. Privately owned for 25 years, they are certified by the American Animal Hospital Association with its highest rankings and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050 to schedule your pet's next visit. Check out their website at LoneTreeVet.com. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. It's the place where my pets go.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886.
Need new glasses fast? With Stack Optical's on-site lab, you'll get your prescription glasses in just 3 to 4 days. No long wait times. Hey, this is Scott Whatley, and I've trusted my eye care to Allen Stack and Stack Optical for the last 15 years. Eye exams are only $69, and that should be a part of your physical checkups each year. For over 50 years, Denver has trusted this family-owned boutique eye care center for premium vision care, custom eyewear, and expert repairs. See the Stack Optical difference today. Call 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. And tell them Scott sent you. Stack Optical. Since 1968, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
KLZ 560, your home station.
Welcome back to the show. Well, got a special guest and a great friend for many years, Rich Wyatt. Joining us now, a special event coming up, and I saw Rich's post this morning and called him and said, hey, I want to get you on a few minutes and talk about this. So first of all, Rich, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thank you.
You bet.
Having us on and talking about this. Appreciate you.
You bet, man. All right, so I'll read the title and I'll let you go the rest of the way. An exclusive evening of aviation, cars, and unity, and this is the Jeffco GOP. So tell us about it.
Well, Scott, the Jefferson County GOP has put together this event at Centennial Airport. It's August 30th at 4 o'clock to 6:30. You got to have tickets to go. You can't just show up there. You can go to our website and find it. And, guys, what we're trying to do is get people together, united, independents, Republicans, and smart, lean, and Democrats, and getting them over to say, hey, enough of this single-rule government in Colorado taxing us out of existence, making prices of homes being so high with regulations and red tapes, that we're ready to get together and just say, hey, swords down a little bit, and let's just vote for Colorado this time and maybe put some type of a safety net in so we don't have this. But while we're doing that, we're going to have a good time with helicopters and planes and really cool cars, right in a hangar out there, and it's just going to be a regular good time and a whole lot of fun. And I think, Scott, as you know, when people see us having a good time, it's much easier to get together and be friends.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No doubt. All right. So you know, Sunday, August 30th, 4 to 6:30 p.m. Again, this will be a private airplane hangar there at Centennial Airport. And let's see here. I'm just reading some of the details here. In recognition of the upcoming 25th anniversary of 9/11 as well. And
we're going to celebrate that a little bit, too, because this is the 25th anniversary. And as you know, that's a real important issue to me and to most people. And that was a time, if you remember, Scott, I'm sure you do, that after September 11th, this country united.
Yep.
And we were strong and we had strength together. And we were positive. And it was just a time when a tragedy brought us all together. Let's not have a tragedy. Let's just have a good reason to make Colorado a better place and not a place that we're looking to tear down. I mean, you know, Scott, you and I, we've known each other a long time when Colorado was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And these laws, the draconian gun laws, and we're worse than California in a lot of respects now, which is just outrageous. So if people can get on, you know, it's only $99 to go on the special right now, the early bird special, if you buy a ticket. If you wait any much longer, it'll be $150. You can go on to Jefferson County Republican Party and buy tickets on there. It'll be fantastic. It's a donation to help the candidates. We're going to have a lot of the candidates there speaking, you know, some of the statewide candidates, all the Jefferson County candidates, and Mark Baisley will be there. Victor Marks will be there. I think that Michael Allen will be there. James Wiley should be there. And then, of course, Mark Hertzfeld and Stephanie is running for county commissioner will be there. We're going to have a lot of good people. And look, if people, we were just did an event at 240 Union that we do once a month out there, a little luncheon called Now or Never. And I met some Democrats that were sitting at the bar, and they said, "Hey, what are you guys doing in there? You're having such a good time." I said, "We're Republicans." And they said, "I can't believe it." And Scott, they donated $50 to the Republican Party. They said, "You guys, I just got to give it to you for having fun." And, you know, that's all it takes to get everybody together. Then let's do it. Let's just have a good time looking over supercars. We're going to have Lamborghinis, Ferraris, McLarens, all kinds of really cool cars. And, you know, some helicopters and planes. And it'll be just a big, big ball of fun. And, you know, some nice time. We'll have hors d'oeuvres and some drinks, and we'll just kick back and have a good time and listen to some of the candidates, and then just hang out and listen to the music and have fun hanging out, taking pictures by cool cars.
Right. Now, notice on your post this morning, you got a VIP table available. Okay to give out your number?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. If you're interested in a VIP table, you can call Rich directly, 303-475-5007. Again, that's 303-475-5007. And as Rich said, you know, hey, everybody's got their own feelings about all the different things, but I think all of us have an overwhelming feeling we're sick of the way Colorado is going, okay? And this is a chance.
Right.
Yeah, I think we all agree on that. So this is a chance to get together, hey, meet some great folks, maybe broaden your horizons a little bit, meet some new people. But it will be a great time. And once again, the date is Sunday, August 30th, 4 to 6:30. And once you get your tickets, they'll have more information on that. And then if you need anything, of course, you can get in touch with me here at the station or get in touch with Rich as well. So,
yeah.
Rich, I mean, how long you been in Colorado?
I moved here in 81 from the East Coast, from Connecticut and New York.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I got here, this was such a great place. And so much cool stuff happening. I remember my mother crying in the driveway. I said, when I was leaving, I said, "What's the matter, Mom?" She said, "You're never coming back." And she was right, you know, because I didn't want to get back to the congestion and the hustle. But, man, I love it, and I love the outdoors, as you know. And, you know, that stuff is going to go away if we're not careful.
I know.
So I hope you can get – we also have some space for corporate sponsors. If anybody's looking for anything like that, they can just give us a ring, and we'd be happy to do it. And I hope you can make it, Scott, because I'd love for your fans to be able to come out there and say hello to you.
Both of them.
Yeah.
And you're one of them. So, hey, hopefully somebody else will show up.
Scott, I'll never forget that when I was in prison – I listened to you on the radio while I was sitting in there passing my time.
Well,
you were talking about your concealed carry instructor at that time.
Yeah, oh, right, for sure. You did help me get it. Yeah, for sure, man. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Rich, here's
a
big thing, too.
Fun.
I think, you know, we just got to get people to voting, you know?
You look at all the different things,
and, you know, no candidate is going to be everything in each one of our minds and just check every box and be the perfect one, you know. But
that's only because you and I aren't running. Now if
but
the rest of them, Kim, no, you know.
But I hope
totally
everybody
right.
just won't throw up their arms and say, "Hey, my vote's not going to make a difference. I'm not going to vote." I hope everyone
Listen, every
will
vote makes a difference. When I ran for sheriff in Jefferson County right after Columbine, Scott, I lost by 84 votes. That same year, Bob Beaupre won his seat in Congress by 121 votes. These votes matter, and they matter more than ever. So it's very important that we do exercise our rights and we do get out there and vote. And the people that say your vote doesn't matter, man, you've been sold a bill of goods. It's always mattered, and it always will. Mm-hmm. And like you just said, if I agree with the guy 70% of the time, then we're in agreement. Let's get together and move that person forward and get them across the board. The other thing I don't think people realize, and it's a travesty to me, is that the Democrats take credit for all these things, and they say that the Republicans are all these things. But the truth of the matter is the Republicans freed the slave with Abraham Lincoln. We were the ones that passed the amendments that allowed slaves the right to vote. We passed the Civil Rights Act with Martin Luther King in the 60s. The Republicans did that. What the Democrats did was they started the Ku Klux Klan. And so they say that we're the racists? Oh, come on. What they do is transpose us. Now, listen, this is not all Democrats. There are some smart Democrats. But the Democrats have gone so far left right now. I mean, Diana DeGette was beat out by somebody far left of her that wasn't even born when Diana DeGette went into office. And so these Democrat Socialists of America, which is just a hypocrisy to call it that, where in the world do you ever find a socialist country that people are trying to break through and get across the border to get into? None of them.
Yeah.
Where do they want to go? They want to go to America. We are the land of the free and the home of the brave. They want us to protect them and take care of them. Well, that's not our job. Our job is to let you prosper, and that's what Republicans believe in. Free market society, let people prosper, give them the chance to prosper, and that's what we got to do. And if you want to go out and hunt and fish and have a great time, then that's what you want to do. If you want to sit around and watch movies, that's what you want to do. But we support all those things, and that's why we need to get together and save Colorado from itself.
$99 for an evening of fun, but that's the pre-sale special. Hey, don't wait till it gets to $150. Do it now, $99. Sunday, August 30th, 4 to 6:30 p.m. Again, this will be held at a private hangar out at Centennial Airport. Rich has already given you a great description. And this is for the Jeffco GOP. And as Rich said, hey, invite you to attend this special celebration of the Independents, Democrats, Republicans. All are welcome. Just come out. Hey, let's have a good time. And Rich, again, they just go to your Jeffco GOP
Just go to the Jeffco GOP website,
okay,
and our stuff will be right on there. And we might, I can't say for sure, but we might have a very high-profile surprise guest speaker that'll show up, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right.
It'll be a great time for everybody. And, Scott, we hope to see you there.
I'll come. Yeah, for sure.
All right, great.
All right,
great.
Buddy.
All right, fantastic.
Appreciate
Thank
it, Rich.
Thank you so much. All right, stay strong.
All right, bye-bye. You too, bud. That is Rich Wyatt, Jeffco GOP, Sunday, August 30th, 4 to 6:30 p.m. Get your tickets now. Thanks for being with us today for Haystack Health Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.